Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. In order to keep bringing you the very best in classic radio comedy, we are implementing a patron support program. Your monthly support will keep us on the air by allowing us to pay the expenses associated with a growing podcast, to replace outdated equipment, and to expand the podcast to 5 days a week. We have four levels at which you may support the podcast. The first level is the vaudeville level. It's $3 a month. You get a thank you on the show and access to the bonus videos. At $5 a month, you become a Broadway star. You get a thank you on the show, access to the bonus videos, and a really nice vinyl logo sticker. At the $10 level, you become part of the Hollywood A-list. You get a thank you on the show, access to bonus videos, the vinyl logo sticker, and your name and picture on the website's Walk of Fame. And the last level is the co-executive producer level. That's $20 a month. You get a thank you on the show, access to the bonus videos, the vinyl logo sticker, your name and picture on the website's Walk of Fame, 10 business cards with your name as co-executive producer of the podcast. You also get to vote on which shows will be next, and you can read a short message or greeting on the show. Please go to our website, classiccomedyotr.com, and click on the Become a Patron button on the right side of the screen. Thank you for your support. I am pleased to present to you Lucille Ball and Richard Denning in My Favorite Husband. This is episode number 102, which is entitled Safety Drive. It originally aired on October 21st, 1950.
Yes, it's the Gay Family Series starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning as Liz and George Cooper, two people who live together and like it. As we look in on the town of Sheridan Falls, where the Coopers live, it's an average Wednesday morning. The traffic on Elm Street is fairly heavy. The cars are moving along about as usual. Except, wait a minute. Pull over to the curb. Here comes a woman driver. No, pull over to the curb, get out, and lie flat on the sidewalk. It's Liz Cooper.
Hey, lady, hold it there. Just a minute there.
Were you whistling at me, officer?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, I was. Yeah.
What for?
Guess.
Well, let's see. Oh, I know. You want me to buy some tickets for the policeman's ball.
No. Guess again.
You were just being friendly and wanted to say hello?
No, and you're getting colder.
Well, I give up. What did you want?
Well, I hate to be rude.
Oh, that's all right.
According to the law, when a driver intends to turn, he indicates the choice of his direction by a certain specific arm signal.
I know.
Then why didn't you make a signal?
I made a signal.
You signaled for a right turn and you turned left.
I know, but it's all right. I can explain.
Well, then, pray do.
Well, yesterday at this corner, I signaled left, and then I decided to go straight. So I had one coming. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
It's perfect, perfect.
Well, then what's that you're writing?
It's a story for the Reader's Digest.
On the most unforgettable character I ever met. Here's your ticket.
Katie?
Yes, Mrs. Cooper?
Is Mr. Cooper home yet?
Yes, ma'am. He's in the living room.
Oh, dear. I wanted time to think up a good story.
What is it now?
A traffic ticket. What can I tell him?
Mrs. Cooper, why don't you just march in and tell him straight out what you've done?
You mean go in and tell him the truth?
Yes.
I never thought of that.
Why don't you try it?
I think I will. I was fresh out of alibis anyway. Wish me luck, Katie.
Hi, honey. Oh, when did you get home?
Oh, just a minute ago. How's my little husband?
Ah, fine. How about a kiss? Honey, I have something to tell you.
I have something to tell you, too.
Oh, but mine's so important.
Mine's important, too.
Yeah, but mine won't keep.
Mine won't either.
Look, this could go on all night. Now, let's decide which one's going to tell their news first.
Well, I think the prettiest one in the room should talk first.
Well, all right.
Well, as I was
this
driving down...
This morning at the bank, I got a phone call.
I yield to the beautiful doll in the gray flannel suit.
Well, if you insist.
Go right ahead.
Honey, the greatest thing happened today.
What?
I got a call from the Chamber of Commerce, and I've been chosen as chairman of the Sheridan Falls Safe Driving Week. Now, what was your news?
My news?
Yeah. What were you going to tell me?
Well, I was just going to say, we're having dinner tonight.
Where?
Here.
We're having dinner at home. This is your news?
Dull, ain't it?
Oh, come on. Now, that isn't what you were going to say, is it?
Well, I'll get it. You wait there, George.
Did I hear the door?
Mrs. Cooper got it, Katie.
Oh, well, how'd you take it, Mr. Cooper?
Take what?
Mrs. Cooper's news about the traffic ticket.
What traffic ticket?
Well, didn't she... Oh!
Go on, Katie.
Oh, no, I... Mrs. Cooper!
That'll be all, Katie.
Yes, sir. I wonder if the employment office is still open.
Just a minute, boy. Let's go have dinner, George.
Just a minute, Liz. What was it you were really going to tell me?
I was going to tell you about something I learned today.
Oh?
Yes. George, did you know that the female crocodile lays 3,000 eggs a year?
No.
Ain't that interesting?
Oh, very. I learned something very interesting today, too.
What was it?
The female auto driver gets 3,000 traffic tickets a year.
Well, that's interesting. Who told you?
Hey, little birdie.
That little birdie ought to keep her big beak shut.
It slipped out. And you should have told me yourself anyway.
Well, I was going to, George, but when you said you were elected chairman of Safety Week, I didn't dare.
I don't blame you.
George, how long does the drive last?
Until a week from Friday. They're having a big ceremony at the site of the new automobile club.
Oh.
And there's going to be a parade of all the drivers in town who haven't had an accident for 10 years.
Well, that'll be a short parade.
Look, Liz.
Huh?
Do you think you can possibly keep from getting a ticket while I'm chairman of this drive?
Oh, sure. I could leave the car in the garage.
Now, don't be smart. I'm very serious about... Hey, that's a good idea.
What is?
Leaving the car in the garage for the next week.
Oh, George, you wouldn't do that.
Well, it's a great idea. You suggested it yourself.
Oh, well, you mustn't listen to me. I'm mentally deficient.
Sorry, honey, it's all set.
Oh.
For the next week, the car remains in the garage, and the key to the garage will be in my pocket.
But, George, what am I supposed to do for a whole week?
Walk.
Walk?
Yes, you remember walking. You put your right foot out first, then your left foot, then your
all
right,
right
foot.
All right, all right.
Oh, come on, honey, don't be mad. I'll take you to a movie after dinner. There's a picture that reminds me of your driving.
What is it?
Panic in the Street.
Oh, no. Probably Marge Van Tassel. I asked her to come over. Hi,
Hi, Marge. Come on in.
Hello, honey. I came over as soon as I could. What's this big project you want me to help you with?
Well, you know how George has had the car locked in the garage all week.
Yeah?
Well, I've got to get it out today.
But why today? The safety drive will be over tonight, and George will take the car out for you.
I know. And guess what he's going to find on the left front corner of the car?
What?
No fender. George doesn't know it, but I ran into someone.
Who?
I don't know. But somewhere in this world tonight, there's a car with five fenders.
Oh.
And, Marge, I just have to get it fixed.
What's your plan? Don't you have a duplicate key to the garage?
No.
Oh, wait, of course.
We used to keep one in this vase on the mantel.
I'll bet he's forgotten all about it. Well, get it out.
No key. What's this piece of paper? Well, of all the nerve.
What's it say?
Did you ever get fooled? Signed, George. He thinks he's so smart.
Well, speaking of the woman who's locked herself out of the house innumerable times, there's only one thing to do.
What's that?
Get a screwdriver. We'll take the garage door off.
Oh, dear. That sounds pretty drastic. Do we have to do that?
Well, we do, unless you think you can slip under the door.
Okay, then. I guess it's either take down the garage door or start hunting for a very thin, flat mechanic.
True or false? The United States finances most of the cost of the mutual defense program of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. This is absolutely wrong, although it's a common misconception. Actually, our European allies spend $3 for each dollar supplied by the U.S. Every nation of the 15 making up NATO is the final judge of its own contribution, giving democratically and willingly to the common cause. Each in its own way, each according to its ability to contribute. That's how NATO countries operate this great force for peace.
As we look in on the Coopers once again, we find Liz and Marge Van Tassel in the backyard, gently removing the door from the garage.
We finally got the door off.
Yeah. It's too bad we couldn't find a screwdriver.
Oh, well. The crowbar didn't splinter the door too much.
No, not too much.
On the way back from the repair shop, we'll look for a carpenter.
Yeah.
Well, let's hurry up and go. I have to get the car back before George gets home.
Okay.
And George thought he could put one over on me.
Ha! Well, what are we waiting for?
Marge, do you know how to start a car without a key?
Oh, no, Liz. What are we going to do?
What else? Give me that crowbar.
You can't use it on your car.
Oh, no, I guess not. There must be a way to start a car without a key. Let's get out and look under the hood.
That's a good idea.
Help me lift it up.
Okay.
It's a motor, all right.
It sure is.
Where's the,
Where's what?
Where's anything?
Who knows? So confusing. How can a mechanic know where to find anything?
Oh, they just guess. Hey, I wonder if this would start it.
What?
These eight little wires running down to those shiny white things. Maybe I ought to pull them out.
No, no, Liz. I wouldn't pull anything out.
No, I guess not.
Look. I didn't know cars had these.
What?
Oh, right here in front. There's a little propeller.
Oh, Marge, that's not a propeller.
It isn't?
It's an electric fan.
Oh, well, what's it doing in here?
Oh, anybody knows that. When the mechanic's working on the motor, it keeps him cool. Seems to me I heard George say once he used to start cars by putting a piece of metal across some wires.
Really?
Yeah, it sounds silly, but it's worth a try. Now, what do we use? Hand me a hairpin.
Oh, here.
Gee, it's dark down in here. I can't see very well.
Well, wait a minute. I'll light a match.
No, don't bother. I found some wires.
Are they connected to anything?
Well, wait a minute.
I think so! Are you all right?
I can't hear you over the sound of the motor.
Ah, the motor! It's running!
All right!
Jump in the car!
Okay.
We're off!
Now, just a minute. How could I hit the garage doors when they aren't even on?
You ran over them.
Oh, no. Well, we'll have to keep going. Gee, that was one of my best backing jobs. Clear out of the driveway and into the street, and I didn't lay a wheel on one petunia.
Good for you, Liz. Well, what are we waiting for? Why don't you turn?
I can't.
Why not?
The steering wheel's locked.
Locked?
Yes, we've got the motor started, but I can't turn the wheel.
Oh, this is a fine mess. Say, do you think if I got in back and you got in front, we could lift it around?
No, that's no good.
Well, we have to do something. Here comes the car.
I see it. I'll pull up so he can go in back of me.
No, he's going in front of you. Back up.
Okay.
No, he's going in back of you. Go forward.
Well, what's the matter with him?
Oh, no. Another fender.
Hey,
he's not even stopping.
He can't do that.
Come back here, you big smash-and-run driver, you.
Oh, now I'm three fenders over my quota.
Oh, what a nerve.
Hey, Marge, he really did us a favor.
What do you mean?
Look, he knocked the rear end around. Now we can drive down the street.
That's right. I guess every crumpled fender has a silver lining.
Sure, let's go.
Hey, off to the repair shop. What are you stopping for?
We're faced the wrong way. The repair shop's in the other direction.
Well, turn around.
Oh, sure.
Oh, that's right. The steering wheel's locked.
Well, we have a choice, Marge. We can back up 10 blocks or drive around the world.
I've seen you back up. It'd be quicker to drive around the world.
Never mind. We'll go forward and keep a sharp lookout for a garage. Marge, we're almost through town. Don't you see a garage yet?
Not a sign of one. I wonder how much longer we're going to have to drive like this.
Who knows? Just hope there's a good mechanic in Hong Kong.
Liz, look out, look out! Here comes the car!
I see him.
He's coming right at us.
Well, I can't move. He'll have to. I'm 3 feet from the left curb.
How did we get clear over here?
Well, it's not my fault. I'm driving in a straight line. It's the street that's crooked.
Oh, here comes the cop.
Oh, no.
Pull over to the curb, then. You hear me? Pull over to the curb.
I can't.
What?
Could you pull the curb over to me?
Stop that car.
Could you explain driving on the left side of the street?
I don't know. He'll never believe the truth.
Oh, it's
too bad we aren't in England.
England, that's it.
What?
All right, now what's the meaning of this?
Oh, tip, tip, chitty-o. Hello there, Bobby.
Oh, it's you.
Righto, old chap. It's me, all right.
What are you doing driving on the left-hand side of the street?
Oh, blimey, I keep forgetting. This isn't England, is it?
Well, no, no, it isn't, and you aren't English.
Oh, my dear fellow, I am. You can ask my friend, Lady Van Tassel. Tell him, lady, am I English? Ooh, boo, boo.
Well, all right. If you are so British, just let's hear you sing the British anthem, huh?
British anthem?
Yes.
Certainly. You start, old girl.
No, you start.
Righto. London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down, my
dear. All right. I'll give you about 2 minutes to get that car over to the right side of the road.
But I told you I can't. I can't turn the wheel.
Oh, you women drivers. Oh, come on, get out. I'll pull it up to the curb.
But, officer, look, there's something I have to tell you.
I've heard enough of your phony stories. Get out.
Officer, believe me, don't try to move this car. Your motorcycle's right in front of us. And
now, I hope I know enough about driving to miss my own motorcycle. Now, will you please keep quiet and let me handle this?
Lady Van Tassel, I'd say we were in a bit of a nasty mess. What?
Woo woo.
You know, Marge, it was too bad about that policeman. I felt sorry for him.
Oh, I did, too. I guess they get attached to those motorcycles.
Yeah, they must. The last time I looked back, he was holding the broken handlebars in his lap and crying like a babe.
Oh, he'll get over it.
What's everybody honking for?
Oh, I don't know. The traffic certainly got heavy all of a sudden.
Yeah, they're all going in single file. Nobody's passing anybody.
Well, we must be in some sort of a parade.
Yeah, I wonder what kind... Oh, my goodness, Marge, you don't suppose it's George's parade, do you?
George's parade?
Yeah, the one he's reviewing. All the drivers in town who've driven 10 years without an accident.
Oh, it must be. Wait a minute. There's a reviewing stand ahead.
Where? I can't quite make... Oh, it's George.
We've got to get out of here. Turn the car around. Turn the car around.
What do you think I've been trying to do all afternoon, you big fathead?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry, Marge. What'll I do?
Wait till the car ahead is out of the way and then speed past the stand.
Oh, I can't. There's a big excavation ahead and I can't turn.
That's where they're building the new auto club.
Oh, Marge, I can't let George see me. I'm going to stop.
Oh, you can't. What about the whole parade and back of us?
Well, they'll just have to wait till I figure this out. Now, what we can do... Marge.
Yes, Liz?
Look back and tell me what you see.
I'm afraid.
You look.
Okay. I see a wreck.
Just one?
Yep, just one. But it's 3 blocks long. There are very few drivers left in this town who haven't had an accident in the last 10 years.
Oh,
Look!
What's the matter?
Everybody's coming down off the stand.
Oh, dear.
The mayor, the chief of police, and George.
George, who let me out of here?
Well, madam, just what do you think you're doing? Liz!
I can explain everything, George.
Do your explaining later. Now, get that car out of here.
I can't, George. I can't turn it.
Oh, what are you talking about? Get out of the car. I'll do it.
But, George, that big hole in the ground is right ahead.
Now,
and
keep
we can't...
quiet. You've caused enough trouble.
George, listen to me.
You keep quiet, too, Marge.
What?
Get out of the car.
Well, all right.
George, please.
My Favorite Husband has been presented through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
Please send your questions and comments to host@classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Monday for another episode of My Favorite Husband and check in on Wednesday for the next installment of The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope. Please go to our website and click on the Become a Patron button on the right-hand side of the screen and support our show. It is greatly appreciated. Until next time, in the words of Clark W. Griswold, if I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised.